Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
For any Yankee fans looking for a podcast to listen to, I suggest you check out NYY Sports Talk.
Are you listening?
Tune into the fellas.
Damn.
There's no BS, there's no drama. Just feel like you with the fellas talking baseball.
Welcome back. This is episode 246 of the NYYST podcast. I'm your host, Christian. And as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Chris.
You.
And I don't even know why we bother anymore. The kid's like two in a row, and he's like, I'm out. I'm like, I'm not even going to bother calling them and telling
sometimes
them I'm not doing
Guy
show.
Rye. Sometimes Guy Rye.
Yeah, that's what the S stands
the
for
S
now.
The S stands for sometimes.
So we have something better than SGR coming up just in a moment here. But just to get the bookkeeping out of the way, patreon.com/NYYST. Go there. Become a patron of the show. You can get exclusive shows and content there. Mm-hmm. It's best, a great way to support the show. And go to Apple Podcast and leave us a 5-star rating and review there. The Yankees today lost a very winnable game, 2-0 to the Seattle Mariners. They did take 3 out of 4 over the weekend. They had a good week. Can't call it a great week, despite how well they played on the field, because now they have 4 more players out on the COVID list.
Bullshit.
Well,
the bullshit list.
We'll get
it's
into
on the
all
bullshit
of
list.
All right. Okay. All
right. Okay.
Okay, we're going to get into all that later on, but right now we do have a special guest for you. You know, other podcasts are getting general managers on, so we pulled a few strings, and we have the general manager of the New York Yankees, Cashman, is joining us now. Welcome to the show, Cashman.
How are we doing, guys?
Well, you tell us how things are going, Brian. You know, your team was one of the first teams to hit the 85% vaccination rate, and you continue to have a positive test on your team, Anthony Rizzo being the latest. Fans want to know why you would trade for a guy and then have him get COVID a week later. Do you care to comment on that?
Well, you know, we have no control over, you know, what happens there. But it's been quite a wild ride this season with guys going down. And, you know, you had Nestor Cortez. He was riding the subway the other day. And it's like, what are you doing, Nestor? And, you know, it's kind of, you know, we were playing stupid for a while. Now we're kind of acting stupid. And, you know, we kind of got to turn that around.
Do you feel like the commissioner has that there's some type of conspiracy out there, possibly, that the Yankees seem to be the only team testing positive?
Well, I don't want to go there so much. It is quite interesting that we are seeming to be the only team that is really taking big blows. I mean, it's every single day we're, going through protocols and taking tests and doing all this. And, you know, maybe Rob Manfred is really trying to just make this World Series that much harder. But, you know, we're going to put our best foot forward and, kind of move past it.
Brian, I got to ask you a question here. Okay. Did you just watch The Sopranos for the first time before the trade deadline and decided you needed to get more Italian players on the roster?
Well, there is that prequel coming out. So I actually, yeah, I didn't even realize that, Christian. I did start watching Sopranos again recently and, maybe subconsciously. But really, I got those guys because we are, empty from the left side. And, I just felt we needed more help from the left and with the power that Gallo brings, power that Rizzo brings, it was kind of a no-brainer. And, their ball clubs took the money. They, we stayed under that luxury tax. And, Hal, he was kind of, it wasn't the end-all be-all to stay under that tax, but we were able to do it. And, we were all the better for it.
Is that it? You got any more questions for the guy?
I thought you were going to chime in.
No, listen, Cash. I think you did a great job. Do you think you're going to regret not getting a pitcher if one of these guys can't come back in Kluber or Severino?
That's interesting. But the way Heel has been pitching and Sevy looked good in his rehab today, and I'm hoping that those guys can come back and provide reinforcements.
Hey, Brian, really, I don't mean to cut you off, Brian, but there's some prominent Yankee podcasts out there who seem to not understand why Heel, since you mentioned him, has being brought up and being, brought up, right, sent down. Anything? Do you have any words for any of those people who are looked up to as credible that have an issue with Heel being sent down again?
Well, I mean, I think that they need to maybe kind of take a look at the guidelines that we have to follow. And, maybe instead of pumping out misinfo like that and making the ball club look bad and kind of putting me in a tough bind and having to come on podcasts and kind of bail this team out and the way that we do it is, it's a bit frustrating, but, I get it. This industry is all about, who had it first and who gave the best responses. And, so I don't blame them for it. However, clearly this podcast here, what you guys are doing is far superior.
Brian, one last question before we let you go here. I know you're a busy guy. Where does Brett Gardner keep the nude photos of you?
Well, that is something that is up for debate. What Brett Gardner has brought to this team. And, I still do think he is our best option, and we're going to keep rolling him out, and he will be our center fielder going forward.
When you say
the guy
forward,
plays hard, the guy plays very hard, and it's important. He plays hard.
Brian, when you say going forward, you mean 2022 and beyond?
Yeah, I'm talking beyond 2022 and, possibly, up until Cole's contract's done, kind of keeping this group together.
By saying that, you're triggering those other Yankee podcasts.
Yeah, well, I'm all about triggering people. They call me the cash man. They call me the stay under the luxury tax man. They call me the scat man. Doobie doobie doop. Yum. Hey.
All right, Brian, we'll let you go. We can see that you've definitely hit your limit here. Thank you very much for joining us. And we thank you very much for your time tonight, Brian.
Yes, thank you. Easy wawa. Thank you, guys.
All right, Yankee GM Cashman there. I mean, people want to take, shots at us and where we are. Oh, look who it is. It's SGR.
What up?
Oh, dude, we had one of our biggest guests ever, and you just missed him.
Who'd I miss this time?
Cashman, bro.
General manager? Brian Cashman? Yeah,
that very same Cashman.
No way.
You know who I'd love to have on this show? Steve Cohen.
Oh, yeah.
Just to tell him how much of a fucking loser he is.
Yeah, man. He dug himself a hole with how he is on Twitter.
Seriously.
I don't really care about the Mets right now. They're in a free fall.
I don't think anyone does.
Yeah.
The Boston Red Sox are in a free for all. Also, the Yankees could have taken advantage of that today. Didn't.
Free for all or free fall?
A free fall.
Because I'm free. Free fall.
The Yanks, tough game for them to lose today. They lost 2-0 to Seattle. They did take 3 out of 4 over the weekend. But it's frustrating, and I don't understand. I don't totally understand the mentality of people that are like, well, they took 3 out of 4, so it's not all that bad. I get it. Like, if you sat down Thursday before they threw the first pitch and said they're taking 3 out of 4, obviously you signed for it. But when you take the first 3 and you're 0-0 going into the 8th, that now becomes a game you have to win.
Mm.
And still, now I know Rizzo's got COVID, so he's going to be out. And, you know, we're still missing Urshela and, you know, Gary Sanchez has COVID. So they're still missing pieces from this offense. But even after the trade deadline, when they got Gallo and they got Rizzo and they've been playing a lot better, there's nobody's denying that, this team is still prone to these offensive slumbers like they went through today. They had 2 of them on this homestand, and they didn't really hit in Miami despite sweeping. You know, Seattle, they had an inning here, an inning there, so they haven't been this great offensive team. And again, today it reared its ugly head where they don't score, you know, so it's hard. You know, like we always say, like, yeah, we're happy with the way they're playing, but then we come on here, record after they lose a game they should have won. It's hard to get really excited about the overall aspect of things when this continues to still happen with this team.
I have to agree with you, but mainly disagree with you on your main point.
Okay, so
I have to disagree with you on the point of
okay.
The point of that I don't feel good about this team just because they lost today. Like, for once, I actually feel like I can separate this loss from the main bullshit that we've gone through.
No.
And I think that's a good thing. I think that's something that we have to take note of. This doesn't fall into the category of this team acts like they're something else and then they're not. This falls into the category of, yeah, they fucking fell asleep today and it was frustrating. And yes, you have to take each game for what it is. I think when you're looking at the big picture, you tell me they're going to win 3 out of 4. Of course I'm happy. But when you take it game for game, and your team wins 3 in a row, and you're making, and again, let's not forget, we're making up, trying to make up a lot of ground. You have a winnable game like this today. You have a kid go out and pitch his balls off again. You got to win it. And I'm not like letting him off the hook here.
Sounds like it.
No, I 100% agree with you. It's a winnable game that they have to win. But at the same time, this team was so bad that you had this certain gut feeling every time they lost where it was like, they got us again. They duped us. And I just don't feel it this time. I feel like this was just a bad loss. And it wasn't like this team actually sucks when they're supposed to be good.
All right, do you know what the problem is, though, Chris? Is that they still haven't caught anybody despite how well they played. So when you have a game in front of you like this today, this is not a game that you can be like, They went 6-2 on the homestand or whatever it was. So it's not that big. No, it is a big deal. You're still chasing. If the Yankees had been up 7-8 games in the division and lost this game today,
not the argument fine. I'm making.
No problem whatsoever.
I agree with you on the realistic aspect of the fact that this team hasn't caught anyone and this is a must-win game and it's shitty. What I'm trying to get across to you is it's not the same feeling I got when we're talking about strictly judging the New York Yankees and what they're capable of.
Yeah, what they're capable of is still not being great offensively. Can we agree on that at least? That they still, throughout the stretch, have not really, outside of the 2 games against Baltimore, when have they really
they put like up 10 runs in back-to-back games, though?
Right, but that's Baltimore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Outside of that, when have they consistent?
That's Baltimore, the team they lost to the day before after scoring 1 run.
Okay, exactly.
So, like, Baltimore. They did it.
So more of my point is that they're still prone to these lapses on the offensive side, that they scored 1 run against Baltimore.
They are, but
they scored 0 runs today.
I'm sorry. What do you expect when this
they scored.
When this league just fucking tests people and it's COVID and it's fucking get vaccinated and this whole fucking team is benched. What do you expect?
No, you
honestly, you like, do you expect the morale to be up?
Oh, so just because this keeps happening, they should go out there and score no runs today?
No, I'm just saying, like, give me a break at one point.
I'm not giving them a break when they played. They played themselves into this position.
Oh, Anthony Rizzo's here now. Let's make sure he gets a positive. Did he get one fucking positive test in Chicago? Give me a fucking break with this bullshit now. Call me whatever the fuck you want to call me. Guess what? Go fuck yourself. I don't care anymore. I don't care if your feelings are fucking hurt. If you think I'm being insensitive, fuck you. This COVID bullshit is done now. Okay? Everyone who wants to be vaccinated can be vaccinated. It's over. Okay? I don't need fucking testing anymore. Let these guys fucking play. Okay? If they're fucking sick, if they're so sick they can't get out of fucking bed, stay home. If not, if you want to fucking play through it, play through it. Because guess what? That's what the fucking vaccines are for, people. Wake the fuck up. The fact that half this fucking team is sitting home probably playing video games, fucking waiting to play, is bullshit to me. Wake the fuck up, people. And if you have a problem with what I'm saying, then guess the fuck what? Turn me off. I don't give a fuck. Give me a goddamn break.
Okay.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done. Okay. Hope Anthony Rizzo had a great birthday. He probably could have fucking, he probably chugged 10 beers and fucking FaceTimed his paisans at home and fucking ate pizza feeling fine. Feeling fine. Well, we could have fucking used him. Oh, and he's not vaccinated. He's not vaccinated. He's evil. He's not vaccinated. Sorry, people. He just had fucking cancer. Hold on. You're the fucking doctors, right? Everyone out there? People who had cancer were first in line. Yeah, maybe there's different types of fucking cancers, people. Okay? Maybe Anthony Rizzo's doctor said, listen, dude, I don't think it's the best for your condition right now and what you beat. Maybe his fucking doctor told him that. Do you know, does fucking Joe Schmo on Twitter with a fucking mask over his face and his Twitter avatar have fucking know better than Anthony Rizzo's cancer doctors? You fucking piece of shit? No. You probably don't. So keep your fucking mouth shut and stop assuming you know people's business, because you probably fucking don't. Okay? And America would be a much better fucking place if we stopped trying to vilify people because they don't fucking do what you want them to. Give me a goddamn break. Guy battled cancer, okay? He's not fucking evil for not getting your vaccine you want him to get. You got it, so you're good. That's the point. That's what pisses me off about people on the right. They fucking go with this notion, with this narrative that the vaccine doesn't work. It works. It works. And then people on the left, they push it too that it doesn't work. I just don't get it. Look at the data. For what it's supposed to do, it works. But you have to weigh your risk, okay? You have to weigh your risk. Are you someone at risk of COVID? No, so why would you take something that you aren't really sure the long-term effects of? Why would you? When you know that your risk of COVID isn't that bad. Can we just get on that same page instead of fucking making Anthony Rizzo out to be a fucking villain because the guy battled cancer and might have been told not to take the vaccine? You fucking worthless pieces of shit. That's what you are to me. And I'm sorry that I had to rant, but that was holding that shit in.
Fine.
Because I'm sick of fucking people on Twitter thinking they know everything about everyone. Fuck you.
I don't even know how we get back on track there, so I'll let you handle that.
I don't know. It's just a matter of, you know, we're talking about this team not being able to score because we're playing fucking musical chairs here. That's what it is. Oh, are you feeling a little sick today? Take this test. Okay, yeah, here's the test that the CDC just came out, literally, and just said we can't decipher between influenza and COVID. But here's the test. Take it. That what do you think? I'm a conspiracy theorist? That literally just happened.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, I don't...
Okay, and now we're missing guys. Because what? Because we're not over this thing yet? Because the government didn't do enough? Because we don't have vaccines literally readily available for anyone who wants one?
Well, you just said it yourself, bro. This guy's not vaccinated, so he, you know.
Villain. So he's a villain, right? He's Anthony Rizzo, the villain, the anti-vaxxer. Love that. Love that. How that fucking word just, how that term just got fucking thrown on its face.
Never heard me say that.
Man, I fucking hate, I honestly hate a lot of people. I really do. I think this country's going to shit. I think the fucking, anyone who's gone through college is fucking brainwashed. And I don't give a fuck who I'm alienating at this point, because you want to know why? You don't give a fuck who you alienate. I'm sick of it. Be a decent human being. And guess what? Let's use our fucking brains once in a while again. Maybe that's what we need to do. So you want to talk about the morale of the Yankees being down and maybe they haven't fully clicked still offensively? Maybe it's because half their fucking team is sitting home waiting to play. Maybe that's the reason.
Okay, so they still don't have enough players to score runs today?
I'm just saying, you want to talk about morale and whatever and what it takes to become that team? Maybe they won't be able to.
They survived it so far. What was different about today?
It was just Luke Voit. Can we call it an off day? Hey, maybe Luke Voit, maybe he's just bad luck.
Luke Voit left 5 runners on base today. That's what happened today.
That's your hero right there.
Well, you know what? That's a huge point. That's a huge point to make. I mean, how much better has this team been with, not even just with Rizzo in the lineup, but with Voit out of it? Because where did he bat today?
Fifth. I think it was fifth.
That's like in the moneymaker spot.
Well, I said this today. I texted you guys this. I don't believe, of course it wasn't Voit's fault when the ball went into left field. No one covered second base.
That's still kind of like, I don't understand how they let him off the hook so much. Like, I get it. But you got to also make sure someone's there.
I mean, no. Somebody's got to get there. You got to throw. Were you supposed to not throw the ball?
I guess you're right.
But but this is what I told you guys. I'm not blaming Voit for that. He made a great play. No one covered second base. But to me, that doesn't happen if Anthony Rizzo's playing first base.
Oh, maybe Anthony Rizzo looks over and says, look, dude, someone's got to get there, okay? If this ball's hit to me, someone's got to be on second. Maybe. We don't know. We do not know. And I will not assume.
I will, because Luke Voit sucks.
I don't think Luke Voit gets the fair gets a fair rap over here, man.
But I said this, like I told you guys that I knew somebody was fucking sick. Like, as soon as saw the tweet that Voit left PNC Park and was scratched from the lineup, I said, somebody's got COVID. Guarantee it. I knew it. Why the fuck else would they scratch him from a rehab game?
Mm-hmm. Who was it? Him and who else?
What? Greg Allen.
No, but Greg Allen's fine. He was in the lineup today, so maybe they thought somebody else was going to get it, and it was only Rizzo. But the Yankees are down 4 guys right now. Montgomery, Cole, Sanchez, and now Rizzo, man. It's getting increasingly frustrating, bro. I'm not going to go on the rant that Chris did, but something's got to give here. There's got to be a reason why this keeps happening to the Yankees, and I don't believe it has anything to do with who's vaccinated and who's
clearly not. It doesn't. No, let's not say you don't believe. No, clearly it doesn't, Christian, because this team has been one of the most vaccinated from the beginning, correct?
Well, this is what I wanted to ask Cashman, and I forgot, so this is my bad. I wanted to ask him if, because the Yankees had to stay under the luxury tax this year, that's why they got the J&J.
Wait, was the J&J not just the standard vax throughout the league?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I know that's the one the Yankees got. I know because they got it on a day off. They just wanted to get the one shot and be done with it. That's what my sources told me.
Yeah, I mean, J&J still does the job, though. It might be a little easier to transmit through the J&J, but still been pretty much just as effective. I mean, again, people want to look at, we talked about this earlier with something else. You want to look at anecdotal evidence so much. Like, you got to look at the big picture, guys. 161 million people
have been vaccinated. 350?
Our president told us that 350 million people to just to defend Biden for a second. He meant there's been 350 million doses given out, obviously 2 for each person. He said it the wrong way and it was kind of funny. But 160 something million people have been vaccinated. And like, okay, what, 10,000 people had bad effects? Like, is that scary? Sure. But, like, then weigh your fucking risks. That's what I'm talking about. Just weigh your risks. Like, we can't just look at one. Your best friend can't get vaccinated, and then they come home and go, oh, my God, I feel sick. And then all of a sudden, that's enough for you to not, for you to just say it's bullshit. You know what I mean? I mean, it is, if that's your choice, but you have to look at the big picture of things. And that's my point. So, to me, it's just like kind of what Christian just asked, when will it end? And that's the issue, is when is this over? Right.
Well, a lot of this is collectively bargained. We'll have to see the CBA's up at the end of the year. I'm sure all this is going to be.
Can you explain that to me just quickly?
What?
Of like, what exactly happens now? What's the process?
So the union and the owners are going to go to war.
Of basically, for what though? Like what it when
to
it's
to restart?
Restart what?
CBA, their union, the collective bargaining agreement.
Their agreement to the rules and what they get, what they give. And,
okay.
And
it's all
good. My point is, like, what is one of the bigger things that gets to be reset? We're not talking about everything, like, not every rule.
Your mother.
Are we talking about, like, how they sign guys and, like.
Not Ryan's mom, just your
rule right. Five guys, like, stuff like that.
It's
playing
it's,
time, it's service basically, time.
A lot of it's going to be. I am under the impression a lot of it's going to have to do with service time, how the teams manipulate that, because obviously the owners
found a loophole in it.
The players want to go to free agency sooner, you know, all that type of stuff. You know, universal DH. What else?
So like that's crazy to me that's something that the players' union has any say in, a universal DH. That's a rule for the actual game of baseball.
Excuse me, that creates 15 high-paying jobs. Why wouldn't they want to have a say in that?
I'm not disagreeing with you that they'd want to have a say. What I'm saying is the DH is a rule of baseball.
Right, and they can... That
so can they say, like, look, guys, also think we should only play 8.5 innings?
Yeah.
If the players want that, crazy. They can go to the table with that.
Probably agreed on in a previous CBA.
Do you know all these COVID rules that are enforced, whether it's the 7-inning doubleheaders, the way that guys are sent up and down, all this stuff was bargained between the players and the owners. That's that's what it is. All this.
Yeah. I mean, look at remember at the beginning of COVID, they were arguing back and forth on how many games they were
70. They wanted to, the owner said they were never going to be able to play more than 70 games. The players wanted to, the players wanted to play 100 or whatever it was. The amount of money that they got paid last year was all bargained. That's all. It's what this is. A lot of it is going to come down to money. It's going to get ugly. These two sides are not on the same page. It's going to get contentious. A lot of people are predicting either some type of work stoppage. I mean, obviously we hope it doesn't get that far, but
imagine we just waited so long to finally have a full season of baseball back and then they fucking strike.
Well, they're not going to do that right now. The season will get, this no, season I will
meant,
get played.
I meant next year.
Well, who knows, bro? You know, the way things are going, professional sports will probably be shut down next year anyway.
That's true.
That's true. The entire thing is frustrating. It's just there's no other way to say it. It's like every day you just wake up to see who's got it next, and then you hear a guy. Look, this is the way I look at things. Getting a vaccine is a personal medical choice, so it's really none of my business. I don't go around asking people if they're vaccinated. I don't want people coming around asking me if I'm vaccinated. So I don't need to know what baseball players are vaccinated or not. I just need to know if they're going to play baseball or not. So you want to call me ignorant? You want to call me stupid?
No,
whatever.
Don't let them call you ignorant and stupid. Don't even say that. No, you're not ignorant and stupid. You're fucking sensical. You're sensical.
But a guy like Jordan Montgomery, that's vaccinated and asymptomatic, why can't he play?
Right. Correct, Christian. Correct.
So you want to tell me,
do we wake up, if you're vaccinated in this country, do you wake up and get tested from people for no reason? Or like if you have the sniffles? I had the sniffles the other day. Like that, did someone come up to me and say I had to get tested? People have vaccines.
But here's what you're missing. This is also something that was bargained. If a player has symptoms, they get tested. That's the way it is. Mm-hmm. So Anthony Rizzo says, I don't feel good. I got aches. Well, now you opened your mouth. Now you have to get tested.
Which, like, I'm like on the fence with that, right? But it's like there has to be a line. Like, we have to hit a point where it's
where I don't understand is if Montgomery's asymptomatic, why is he tested? Was it just that he was hanging out with Gerrit Cole that day?
Because right, that's what I want to know.
But the day that Gerrit Cole got tested, he was with Kluber, with Boone. I think he was with somebody else.
The Yankees are testing all guys no matter what.
They were all together. You saw that picture when Kluber was throwing the sim game, and Kluber and Boone and whoever else, they were all together. So I don't understand. I don't get it. These things need to be explained better to us.
The thing I read was that if you don't show symptoms and you are vaccinated, then you don't have to get tested. So for Montgomery to be tested and to find out that he had COVID, he either did that voluntarily or he was showing some sort of symptom.
Or the Yankees are just testing everyone.
So how could you be asymptomatic? I'm not coming at you, Ryan, but I'm saying how could you be asymptomatic and show symptoms?
Yeah, no, I don't know. So maybe they asked him. Maybe they said, hey, you were with Cole a lot last week. Do you mind going and getting tested?
He should have
testing everyone, like Chris said. I don't think they can do that.
I'm vaccinated. I'm good. I got vaccinated for a reason, guys. The reason is...
He could have.
The reason is because the vaccines are wildly effective in preventing serious illness or death.
So if Gerrit Cole apparently has symptoms. So, I mean, if he's like, oh, I don't feel good, and he gets tested, that's okay. All right, fine. You want to argue the degree of which a guy is sick, whatever. I'm not going to get into that. But if that I can understand, you have symptoms, you got to quarantine a guy, whatever. But if a guy is vaccinated and doesn't show anything, I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah, then there's no point. There's just no point. That's what we're trying to say here, people. Like, there's got to be a time when this stops happening now, right? Like, or else what's the vaccine for? And people are like, oh, the cases, they're spiking. Do we care about cases and anything else? There's a reason why CNN went from death count to case count, people. It's because people aren't dying at the same rate anymore. We've completely disconnected the case rates from the death rates now. You're seeing case rates go up substantially because we're going through another wave, and the death rates are staying low. So there has to be a point where we're not worrying about this, and the Yankees have a full lineup here to fucking go through a pennant race. Like, you think we're talking stupid, like, oh, it's more important, we're trying to save lives. No, trying to win a fucking pennant now. We just saved lives for a year, okay?
No, we don't want anybody to die.
No, because you want to know why? Because no one is Christian. People aren't fucking dying anymore.
You made it seem like if somebody died along the way,
of course
I
don't feel
matter.
That way. Unless it's fucking, maybe we could throw a couple players in there. But honestly, like, that's not what I mean. Of course I care. But we just did that for a year. I'm ready to win a fucking pennant. And this team's finally playing good. And we got Rizzo fucking out now. I'm telling you, it's like a fucking hit. It's like fucking Manfred sitting here and just like, you know what? This Rizzo guy, Yankee fans are too excited. And then he comes out positive.
Yeah, I don't think it's that deep.
I don't know. Maybe he's connected.
I don't think it's that deep.
I'm not dumb. I'm smart.
So you're not, though. We all know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't even know.
Do you think I'm wrong, though? Can you just tell me? Be honest with me.
What?
Do you think I'm being irrational? Do you think of what I'm saying is not logical? Answer me as you. Don't answer me as like worrying about people listening right now.
I don't think this was the time or the place for you to go on your rant here. We're trying to talk baseball.
And we are talking baseball.
If you want to weave into how this is affecting the team, that's one thing. But
it is affecting the team.
Okay.
It is. Why would I care? Do you think I care if other people are getting tested? I care that my team is missing 10. Did you see the fucking lineup someone put together of the guys on the IL?
Yeah, there's 12 guys.
Only like three of them are actually injured, Christian.
The Yankees had 12 players on missed time with COVID this year, and that's not including the guys on the coaching staff. So I know, I've seen it.
So that's crazy to me. I am incorporating it. Don't say I'm not.
We're not talking baseball when you're talking about the CDC.
What do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about baseball, though? You're the one who said this team looks like they're missing something. Yeah, their whole fucking team.
I didn't say they were. I just said that they're still prone to not being a good offensive team. That's all I said.
How come?
You tell me why.
I just did. I just gave you my reasoning.
You
said it wasn't incorporating the team. My reason is Luke Voigt's batting fifth today, and Anthony Rizzo's sitting home playing with his fucking balls on his birthday and counting how many times he could jerk off probably in a day.
Yeah.
Because that's COVID.
You know, now you're going to say that Anthony Rizzo's stealing Ryan's gimmick now.
Yeah, what's
maybe
up with that?
He is.
Go Yank, huh?
Maybe he's going Yank.
This team hasn't always had guys out with COVID. This team is still, tell me that this just seems to be a recurring theme for this team this year.
I think if you don't have Luke Voigt batting fifth, maybe even if he's still in the lineup, but he's batting seventh or eighth, maybe today's a different day.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it has to do with where these guys bat.
Oh, wow. Oh, really? Well, why is Aaron Judge looking at strike three to end the game today? What's that got to do with Luke Voigt?
It wasn't even strike.
Right.
It wasn't even looking at strike three. It was looking at a meatball down the plate. Almost like he was lost. What more do you want in that situation?
Are you going to tell me that his brain's all fucked up from COVID?
Maybe it is.
Okay. Okay.
Long COVID, they call it.
There you go.
Okay. So you want to go into Aaron Judge? I think the guy fucking is really killing me. He's killing me. He hits home runs when, everyone wants to rip fucking Stanton for hitting home runs when it doesn't really matter, right? Let's rip fucking Aaron Judge a little bit. What do you have, a blast yesterday to make it 2-1? Okay, great. Where is he today in the ninth?
Yeah, he had a couple chances today, but.
Right, I love the guy.
Let's trade him in the offseason.
No. Not saying that. I love him. I think he's extremely valuable.
Ryan wants to trade him.
I wanted him out. Dude, you have to admit, though. Yeah, maybe offensively, sometimes he isn't coming through right now. But defensively, man, he's the most top two.
Underrated right fielder in baseball.
It's every single game. I've said it before. A runner should be on second, and he keeps him from getting there. Somehow, whether he throws him out, he keeps him at first. Look at that game. I think that was today, right? Where he kept maybe Haniger or somebody kept.
No, it wasn't Haniger, but it was someone.
Seager.
It's almost like
out of next pitch or next step bat. It was a double play.
It's almost like out of the box. If they're hitting it to right field, they're just like, I'm probably not even going to try and go for two.
Well, that's kind of what ends up happening at this point. They're not even going to try. They don't even want to find out.
Because when you can throw out, what's his face? What was his name? Mullins,
yeah.
Dude, he's fast. He had to have a perfect throw.
He got 20-20 today. He had 20 home runs, 20 stolen bases.
Damn.
They lost, though, right?
I believe
so. Yeah, 9-6.
Yeah. Phillips hit a home run, a grand slam or something.
I don't like that guy.
I didn't like that guy because he annoyed
Brett Phillips
on the Rays. He annoyed me, but then he had a cool, I don't know if you saw that interaction he had with the fan a couple days ago.
Kind of
scared the crap out of a fan, and then he made her laugh afterward. Yeah,
but you want to know what the problem with him is? I don't like guys that treat the game like a joke. When you're getting your ass kicked and your manager's got to bring you into the game because he doesn't want to waste any more pitchers, and you're fucking sitting there treating it like a fucking Dane Cook sketch out there. Like, I can't get seriously.
Yeah, when he was staring in from the center field fence.
I don't know if this is the time to talk about this. It's not really baseball.
It is baseball. Really,
you talk about Dan Cook. You talk about Dan Cook, comedian.
I tweeted it, okay?
I'm fucking triggered. I'm fucking triggered deep down right now.
Yeah, you're bad, bro.
It's like we have this other platform for you to use. Why don't you use that?
Honestly, this is part of a platform for me to speak my mind a little bit. Right? What else is it? I don't always have to talk baseball. If I want to fucking rant a little bit about how I think things are being treated, I should have the fucking opportunity to.
Yeah.
If not, you could fucking kick me off the show.
All right, you're gone. Goodbye.
Go ahead. Bye. Okay. Okay. This will be the last show that fucking airs then.
Okay.
I like how Don Sicario on Twitter, I type okay, like just the letters okay, but Sicario goes okay, like U-H-K-A-Y.
Okay. So, Luis Heel, huh?
Dude's legit.
Unreal.
Heel is unreal. I don't know. Two starts. I don't want to get like crazy, but he looks good.
He's got a little swag on the mound too, man, which is
kind of like it, kind of don't. Part of it is like awesome.
Ooh, now we're really going to be the old man yelling at the cloud.
Well, some of it is like a little too much for me. I like fired up.
What is he doing now?
No. He's been okay.
He just has that, like, he has like a swagger to him.
Nah, he's been okay. He's been good. He's
confident.
Nah, he's good. I love confidence, man.
Yeah, so just so everybody knows that the Yankees, they're doing what they should be doing, sending him down after the game today, because if you're designated as a COVID replacement player, you can be sent down as many times as needed. It doesn't affect your options, and you don't have to wait the 10 days. So let's not gaslight everybody into thinking the Yankees are just fucking around with their prospects again. Okay.
What happens when the player comes back, though, off the COVID list?
Well, apparently that's what they ran into the issue with Greg Allen, is that if they had kept him around a little longer, they would have had to pass him through waivers to get him back down, and they didn't want to do that. So
gotcha.
That's why so there's, again, it would be nice if...
that's just because he didn't have any options left.
Right. If the Yankees could have kept him up here, but then if they decided that they wanted to send him down because he was a COVID replacement, they would have had to pass him through waivers, and they didn't want to lose him. But, really, when you're thinking about it, how stupid it is that they're fucking playing Jonathan Davis in center field when Greg Allen and Estevan Florial are fucking playing in Scranton. I mean, there's really no excuse for it, but that's the rule. If you're a COVID replacement player, you don't have to be on the 40 man. You don't have to, you don't get an option wasted. You can get sent back down. You don't have to wait the 10 days. So that's why the Yankees keep sending Heel down after it starts, because what the fuck's he going to do for this team for the next 4 days?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're not playing yo-yo with him. This is just, it's roster manipulation. It's just the way that
come
it
on,
goes.
He's the goal.
Yeah, right. Okay, so what are we going to do, Chris? We're going to keep a guy around for 4 days that we don't have to, just so we can appease people on social media?
Yeah,
are we going to bring in somebody that can actually play for this team for the next 4 days?
Yeah, bro, no.
Yeah.
We got to appease. We got to run with the narrative.
14 strikeouts too in these first two games. I was like for fifth best by a Yankee in his first two starts, but the best was actually Tanaka in his first year. He put up 18 Ks in his first two starts.
Yeah, but here's the difference. I noticed,
what's that?
The difference between Tanaka and him is that Tanaka was a seasoned pitcher in Japan, which is not a league to just sneeze at. This kid,
but it was still his first year.
I understand. I'm just saying, this baseball kid, what he's doing is extremely impressive.
Yeah, this was never the plan for him. He was not supposed to be anywhere near the major leagues this year.
I'm not comparing them like what they were supposed to be.
No, I'm just saying, like, this is a lot more. This is a lot more impressive.
No, I think what you're saying is making it even more impressive for him, because I'm saying, Tanaka wasn't just some kid who didn't.
Yeah.
Whatever, he came from Japan and he was a highly touted player. So for this kid to be doing something that the last person to do it was Tanaka,
They have similar deliveries too, Tanaka and Heel.
They have very consistent mechanics.
Do you know they do that? I didn't notice it as much from the windup, from
delay?
The stretch. He does like that leg kick thing with his front leg, where he kind of kicks it out. And
it's not as deliberate.
Yeah, it's not as deliberate as Tanaka's, but it's very...
Tanaka was used as a timing mechanism, where his is more of just a mechanical thing. where yes. heels is more of a mechanical thing. Tanaka used it as a like a mechanism to delay, and a lot of Japanese pitchers actually have mm-hmm. quirky mechanics like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that Luis Severino threw 4 perfect innings in his rehab?
Do you know they ended up throwing a no-hitter collectively? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Another one?
They lost a Somerset lost a perfect game. There was a walk in the ninth Somerset. Inning, but yeah.
They lost? But, wait, they lost?
No, they lost a perfect game.
Okay, gotcha. Hey, that's still pretty impressive, man.
Scranton had a combined no-hitter earlier this year.
I don't care about combined no-hitters, but I just think it's still something to mention. I mean, hey, yeah. they didn't give up a hit.
So Severino seems like he's working his way back. You know, we got to touch on Andrew Heaney a little bit. The guy had a disastrous debut Monday. He gave up 4 home runs. The Yankees lost that game because that was another game where they slept through it offensively. I think that was the final. They're 7-1.
7-1. 7-2.
Yeah, and then we were chasing, Chris and I were chasing down fucking Elmo and the Cookie Monster yesterday.
Boy. I'm still tired from that.
And
you have a good time, though?
It was good. It was better than I thought it was going to be.
I didn't know you were there with Christian.
Yeah, it was better than I thought it was going to be.
Just Meg and the kids were there, but not Chris.
I was mentally checked out.
Meg and the kids. I thought it was just your family.
it wasn't just me walking around like, hey, little kids, where's Elmo?
Richard, hey, it's me, Elmo.
So while we were doing that, we were checking in on the game, and the Yankees were down 4-1 after.
Come on, we were watching the game by the end of it. We sent the kids on the carousel, and we were fucking watching the game.
Yeah, but not.
Yeah, do it again, kids. All right. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Oh, you don't feel good?
So, you know, we saw it was 4-1 at that point. I think Heaney had thrown, 60 pitches through the first 2 innings or something like that?
Yeah. Something astronomical.
51 through an inning and a third.
That's outstanding. And then he did what you want a guy like him to do.
Eat the innings.
Settle down and allow the team to get back in the game. So when a guy like Heaney is on the ropes in the second inning after the Yankees used 9 pitchers in an 11-inning game the night before, you want to strangle the fucking guy. But then he did his job. So you got to give him credit there. That's the type of performance that when Brian Cashman trades for him, he's expecting out of him. He's not expecting him to go out there and shut somebody down. He's expecting him to give up a few runs, but to do enough to get deep into the game to give the Yankees a chance to win. And he did that yesterday. And especially coming off of Friday night when the Yankees didn't have a bullpen, that was a really good job from him.
Yeah, and I think I was really disappointed his debut, because I felt like he had really good stuff the first couple innings, and then he just kind of imploded, and it wasn't even an impressive implosion. It wasn't like the Orioles had to do much. He just kind of...
4 solo home runs, right?
Yeah, he just kind of like just was like throwing batting practice at that point.
He really was, dude.
And, if I'm not mistaken, the first 2 home runs came after... Maybe Odor didn't make a play that he should have on a pop-up.
Yeah.
And he kept the inning
it wasn't
going.
Really that.
Yeah, something happened.
It was
there.
A tough play, regardless. Look, people got to remember that there's shifts going on.
Yeah, but a seasoned third baseman makes that play.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. If you know, Gio's there, he makes that play. But again, he's not there. He's not there.
But he doesn't. Go ahead and say something.
He's got hamstring issue.
Okay, well,
I'm just
good.
Saying. I'm just as angry about the regular injuries too. Don't get it twisted. I'm just as fucking angry that Gio Urshela has a hamstring issue as I am that Anthony Rizzo is playing fucking patty cake with his balls at home right now.
Okay, you want to use that line one more time?
Okay,
save it for later in the show.
No,
you already used it twice.
Yeah. I'll use it 4 more fucking times. Fucking COVID fucking apologist.
I'm not a COVID apologist. I'm just fucking telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but that's what people deem you.
Okay, well, I don't care what anymore.
That's what people, whenever you say you're sorry about something, like you're you're definitely a Yankee apologist.
Okay.
For sure. Don't riff on Yankee
boy.
Great.
Oh, man. He's
triggered Christian. It's nice to see you triggered. It's nice to see you triggered once in a while. You know? Nice change of pace. And then what are you going to do?
All right, what do you want to talk about? It's your fucking microphone now.
All right? Go right ahead.
It's your take show over. Now. You take over now.
You go resentful. You get resentful when you get triggered. Mm-hmm. Remember when you used to give me Red Bull and stuff? You know what I was thinking about? Can we have a serious discussion real quick?
Remember when we didn't have to talk about fucking guys testing positive for COVID-19 and we could talk about baseball on the show?
Yeah, well, hey, dude. The same room, what? I'm glad you fucking brought that up for a second, Christian. Because you know what? Fuck you. And here's why. That's exactly the reason why I'm talking about it. Because we have to. Because it is happening. So we can't just pretend like it's not. So it is part of this. It is part of baseball. It's the center, it's the fucking focal point right now of the New York mm-hmm. Yankees. But anyway, for our last show, can we do it together? We can't do it via Zoom, yeah, right? I'm
not driving down there.
No, who said you had to? You know what? Now I don't want to do it in person because you're so against driving down here. And that wasn't even what I was going to say. I was going to say it should be in the original room that we fucking started the show in.
Just okay. Break in.
No,
oh, like, no, I'll go to Christian's.
Yeah, how could we not? Yeah, I forgot. How could we not do the final show in the man cave?
Uh-huh.
You know what? Fuck
okay.
you.
Okay. Okay.
You're all fucking okay. butt hurt. Okay. I'll teach you how to not be butt hurt by people, just like I wasn't by you.
Okay.
Because I don't apologize for how I feel.
Okay. How do you teach my butt to not hurt?
Ask Aaron Boone.
Booner.
He is difficult to listen to sometimes. He does have
Well, it's the fucking Yankees. Everyone is difficult to listen to. From Michael
not
K,
Joey Gallo, man.
John Sterling.
Yeah. Michael K has to go.
Not the players. Not the players.
He's another
one. They all have to go, man. I wish it was just silence. Pop up an ad every once in a while if you need to make money. But just shut up and let me watch baseball.
Well, that's what the problem is with Michael K, is that he doesn't understand that we can fucking see what's happening and we don't need you to add.
It's like, he never truly transformed from radio to TV.
Mm-hmm. Right. The one thing I will give him credit for is that when a big moment does happen, he tends to kind of sounds of the
sometimes
game.
He does. Yeah. Sometimes he's good.
I think he,
but other times he doesn't
part, for the most part. Yeah. Cause I do kind of remember him now. He was talking over something. I'm like
big personal milestones. He lets breathe. But when it's in game, if it's like a big moment in game, like a walk off or whatever, he doesn't stop.
And he has to brag that he made up his phrase on the spot and shit. Like, okay.
I had my keys in my hand Friday night. I was getting ready to drive to the Bronx to stab him.
Why
would the bonus Cantos?
Bro, it was just like, what was the final score of that game? 2-2? Or 3-2?
Yeah.
2-2. That was a tie.
Right? It was like 2-2. Bottom of the 11th.
2-2.
The longest tenured Yankee, Brett Gardner, much maligned by fans on social media. From Holly Hill, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, he threw in Holly Hill.
Born on August 31st,
he was like setting up his biopic. And then he had to say it when he got the
Taurus.
Hit. But he got the hit, he went, Gardner, the longest tenured. Like, why did he bring that up again?
He said it again. He from Holly Hill.
Why did he bring that up again?
Like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, just seriously, just shut up. We can see who's up at the plate.
We like know Brett who Gardner, he is.
Yeah, we know who he is. We know where he's fucking from.
We know he's from Holly Hill.
He's really just not a good TV announcer. He's just not.
Did you know? Or Jonathan Loaisiga. He overcame so many obstacles in his career. He took a raft here from Nicaragua, battled COVID-19.
Two Tommy Johns.
And now he's on the mound for the New York Yankees after shoulder surgery.
He just got a haircut.
Did you know that he had an infected toenail?
and they put a Band-Aid on it after they poured some peroxide on it. It was a quick and easy procedure, but nonetheless, it affected his plant foot. Jonathan Loaisica, can he shut it down for the New York Yankees?
Does he have a rally in his
strike
bones?
Strike three! He did it! Jonathan Loaisica, he's going to send $48 back to his family in Nicaragua now. He has made them the richest nation in that panhandle. Jonathan Loaisica.
You all right?
Oh, my God. Oh,
that was fucking great.
I couldn't breathe just now. I had a moment with my oh man,
it's just too much, bro. It's just like, it's Jesus, so Christ.
He's ready. Let's do it.
Two strikes, two outs, two on.
Well, that's what I thought you were gonna say at first, because he was
11,
like, 2-2, two outs, 2-2 game.
Runner, it's two on.
Batter number There's two up at the plate.
11th inning.
And guys wearing number two.
If third. You add that together, it's 22, which is 2-2s. And I'm going to put my daughter in a 2-2 when I take her to ballet later. See ya.
It's so true. This is just
Ali
such a good...
had two eggs for breakfast this morning. Can't Brett Gardner get it done?
The or Willie has to go back. Have a chicken in her bone.
Or will he have to go back to Holly Hill, South Carolina, telling his wife and two children that he didn't get it done?
He's the longest tenured Yankee.
Wow, he's the longest tenured Yankee. He's played more career games than Mickey Mantle, probably.
It got to a point where I was like, does he know something that we don't? Like, is this going to be Gardner's last game? Like, that he's, like, going through all the fucking checkpoints.
Brett Gardner has terminal cancer, and he will die as soon as this game is over. Can he get it done from Holly Hill, South Carolina? Number 11.
Brett Gardner, the only one left with a ring from 2009.
He has more career home runs than Paul O'Neill. Paul, I know you're not here because your son had a grandson. You are now Grandfather Paul. Yeah. John Flaherty, you fucking suck.
It's Brett Gardner. Not Higgy Ishi Yoga.
Brett Gardner is from Holly Hill, South Carolina. Did you know that he rode on a John Deere tractor and now he's up to get the game-winning hit for the Yankees? Brett Gardner, can he get the job done? The longest tenured Yankee.
Can we talk about how Flaherty says Higashioka?
Higashioka.
No,
Higashioka. Higashioka.
Higashioka.
Higashioka.
Higashioka. Did you know that that Kyle Higashioka plays guitar? Did you know that he's probably from Hawaii?
Wait, I wish I could get the final. I wish I could get his final at bat from the other day. Oh, man.
It's probably on MLB at bat, no? On the highlights?
Maybe.
Kyle Higashioka and Gerrit Cole are best friends. At least that's what Twitter thinks. And that's why Gerrit Cole is really sad today on Gerrit Cole bobblehead day that he didn't come through with the game-winning hit. But he left it up to Brett Gardner, the longest tenured Yankee, to get the final hit today. Oh, Brett Gardner is the longest tenured Yankee.
Whatever. Good for him. He's more successful than we are.
Who, Brett Gardner?
Yeah, but I meant Michael K.
I mean, yeah, but we can make fun of him.
Oh, man, that was so funny. When was that? That was, geez. The Yankees had
Friday.
Yankees really had to battle these last couple games, too.
Friday, it was Brett Gardner's final hit.
I mean, really,
final hit.
These games could have went either
I think
way.
I found it.
But you got to find it, like, leading into it.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying. Yeah,
that's the key.
While Ryan does that, I think we should also touch on Aroldis Chapman.
We knew this was going to happen, right? I mean,
what is wrong? What Aroldis Chapman? He's only throwing 97 miles an hour.
You would just think that it was going to happen when he wasn't, when he couldn't get outs. I know he fell off again, where he was kind of struggling, but it's just odd to me that it happened now.
He must have said something. They looked at it. It's got inflammation in there.
Didn't you think this would be with the... Oh, right, because this isn't even the nail. It's the elbow?
He's got inflammation in the elbow.
So,
that's... People were blaming the fact that Herman hadn't pitched in 2 years for his inflammation, but, you know, Chapman's pitched, so...
Chapman's...
I can't find it from the beginning of the FF. Right, I'll find it from when Gallo crosses home plate. Ready?
Here's the throw. Here's the play. Yankees win 3-2. Brett Gardner, the longest tenured Yankee, he walks it off. And the Yankees win it in 11, 3-2.
You know, speaking of stealing your gimmick there, Brian Cash. What's that fucking guy's name? That old goober, John Sterling. We're just taking. Fuck it. This show's off the rails. Who gives a shit anymore at this point? His call for Joey Gallo is Joey Jackswan.
No, that's not it. Oh, yeah. No, is it really?
He took it from me.
Joey Jackswan. Yeah, but it's also Joey's.
No, it was
pal Joey.
Yeah, it was pal Joey. Fucking
yeah, but 50s movie. And who is he? He's pal Joey. Joey Jackson into the seats and left. And I think he got
Jackson off the wall.
And I think he got something all over that young lady in the front row.
That's pal Joey.
That's my pal Joey.
That's my pal Joey getting janky. Janky. He's going to go yank.
Oh, right. Driven by Jeep.
Well, Susan, I thank you. Joey just jacked one, and you got a little something on your face there.
Well, Susan, Joey's jacking one, and there goes the deep left. Pal Joey Jackson, deep over the wall.
That's my pal.
Oh, that's my pal Joey, a movie starring Frank Sinatra. Who's Frank Sinatra, you ask, young Yankee fan? Well, I'll tell you, he's a good singer. And wow, he's something special. Wow, I love Frank Sinatra. Wow, isn't that something? And that ball, also, that Joey Gallo home run was not a home run. It was caught by the first baseman.
Whenever I'm watching the games now and they show a replay of a home run, in my mind, I just go, please, John, don't be calling a home
run. Don't do it again.
On the radio.
Don't do it again.
Oh, man.
Joey Jackson, he went deep. He went deep.
Balls deep. Joey Jackson.
That
Joey
ball's deep. Deep. That ball's deep.
Joey Jax.
Oh man, you want a fucking show of nothing? You want a show? If you're a Seinfeld fan, this is the episode to watch, to listen. Oh man. My throat, I was laughing so hard that I got like I had like a throat issue just now, and I choked on the oxygen in my
throat. So the United States of America had 113 medals in the Olympics. They bested China for the most golds by one. Are you awesome. Proud to be an American?
I'm not. I think the term proud to be an American is kind of stupid. To be proud of where you're from, I am proud of America, absolutely, and I'm proud of those athletes. I think that's fucking great. And I want to watch like the final. Is that tonight? Am I missing that right now?
The closing ceremonies probably happened already because it's in Japan. So.
And Tanaka and the Japan baseball team took gold over Tom's River Todd.
Tom's River Todd.
Japan got their revenge on the 98 World Series.
So the Americans have to wait 8 years to get revenge on the Japanese.
I saw that.
Because breakdancing is replacing baseball and softball in the Olympics in 4 years in France.
Do you know what would be hilarious, though? If the baseball athletes had to actually
break dance.
Like, ooh, you guys like you're playing baseball this year? Oh, man.
I think Todd Frazier could take home at least a bronze.
Oh, for sure.
It wouldn't be the first baseball Olympian to... have multiple.
Oh my god!
Do multiple events. That one guy, I don't know his name, but he was a swimmer or something, right?
But also, let's not fuck around here, and let's not leave out the fact that Russia's not in the Olympics. So.
Oh yeah, they weren't in there at all.
No, I don't think so. I don't think they were allowed to be.
Right,
Icarus.
Because of COVID.
Yeah, no, it's because of the fucking, maybe that's what they're telling their citizens, but no, it's because of the massive fucking dope scandal. You got to watch that documentary. Yeah, dude.
It's shocking.
I did. It's called Rocky IV.
No, this is like, you didn't realize, like, okay, if a bunch of Russian Olympians were doping, that's one thing. This was like, you couldn't say no. Like, Putin had a fucking system in place where these guys were, these Olympians, women or men, were going and getting fucking doped up. I think it was 99.6% of them or some shit.
That's crazy.
And then they had a way around the system. They beat the system.
With the tests, with the samples.
That whack job.
They would swap out the samples.
Wild.
All right, so let's look at the standings here. For anybody still listening that cares about baseball, the Yankees are six back of the Rays right now. The Rays won today. The Yankees lost, so they lost the game there. Boston, they were leading in the eighth, and then Springer hit one out, a Springer dinger, as they call him up north, A. So the Blue Jays came back. They won. So they're tied with the Yankees with 50 losses. So if you're looking at the wild card standings right now, Oakland has 48 losses for the top wild card.
You said the Jays came back?
The Jays came back on Boston today. The Oakland has the top wild card with 48 losses. Boston's in the second spot with 49 losses. And then the Yankees and Jays are right there with 50. The only good thing, I mean, not the only good thing, but one of the good things that came out of the Yankees taking 3 out of 4 from Seattle is I think they really kind of ended Seattle's hopes of being a real contender here.
Which, who said that last episode? Time to put space between you and Seattle.
Okay, I had it first. Okay. Man.
And now who they got? They got the Royals, bro. Like,
who are not contenders.
Like, come on. Let's fucking beat up. Let's beat it up.
Toronto, though, this was their first homestand back in Toronto. They've been playing in Buffalo since 2019. They went 9-2 on their first homestand since.
So. Oh, they were back in Toronto.
Yeah, they've been back in Toronto.
Shit.
Well, this was their first homestand is completed. Now they're going to go on the road in their first.
But it was a long homestand.
Yeah,
though.
It was 11
games. I didn't even know that, man.
And also what was pretty cool in the Phillies game today, they retired
Encyclopedia.
They retired Roy Halladay's number 34 for the Phillies. Zach Wheeler pitched today a complete game shutout. So that's kind of cool, I thought.
Oh, the Cy Young award winner? According to John Heyman.
It was the Mets.
Yes.
John, you know what, bro? Now you had to go there. John Heyman's scum.
We're going to go off the rails, we might as well fucking throw John Heyman under the bus.
Hey, fuck him, bro. I didn't really appreciate his tweet about Anthony Rizzo, to be honest.
What did he say? What did that scumbag have to say?
He basically, I might have sent it to you. Basically, is what he said is, that's the risk you play when you're unvaccinated.
Yeah, okay. How many vaccinated guys have gotten COVID on the Yankees?
Well, you know, if the Yankees had all their guys vaccinated.
And he's the same person who will say, if you're vaccinated, wear a mask because you might still get it, right? He's the same person who said you still wear a mask because you could still get it even though you had the vaccine, but then he fucking vilifies someone who doesn't have the vaccine for getting it. Let's just use our brains and just say John Heyman's a piece of shit.
You know, I finally unfollowed him after this because listen to these series of tweets here. Anthony Rizzo positive for COVID. This is a danger of being unvaccinated. Of course, the Yankees also have the sports record for vaccinated players getting COVID. So go. That's number one.
I mean, that's,
and then he must have realized that, you know, maybe, you know, he was an asshole for saying that. And then he follows it up with, most importantly, best wishes for Anthony Rizzo, a cancer survivor who has truly dedicated himself to cancer charities and so many individuals.
I don't know, man. It kind of rubs me the wrong way with all of these people just having to put their opinions out there and everything. Like, leave that to the people that are experts. Leave it to the people that
Leave it
to the people that aren't baseball analysts. I mean, you know,
leave
I
it
don't
to the
to
people to just make up your own decision, like whether it's rational or not.
I had cancer, so I'm vaccinated. So that means that Anthony Rizzo is an anti-vaxxer. No, it just means that maybe his doctor said something different than your fucking doctor said. I mean, if anything that we should have learned from all this is that no two cases, no two people are alike when it comes to this.
Yep.
So just because your doctor said, well, you know, you had cancer, so you can get it, doesn't mean that's what Anthony Rizzo's doctor said.
I agree, bro.
See, we agree. Have slime there, Chris?
I got a little slime in my daughter's room.
Slime time?
You ever play with slime? You know who's playing with slime?
Right? I'm not, because I'm not four.
You know who plays with slime? Joey Gallo. And,
Joey Jax.
And I'll say this. That's, I mean, like, if you're going to call the guy an anti-vaxxer, bring me the quote where he said that no one should take the vaccine. The vaccine's ineffective. It doesn't work.
Or that you'll
you're
die
an idiot
it.
If you take one. Tell me, right. Find me the quote that he said that, and then you can call him an anti-vaxxer.
Until definitions then, don't matter anymore, Christian.
Until
they
then,
change them anyway.
I mean, until then, the guy just made a decision that he felt was best for him, or was, or a decision that he made that he was consulted with a doctor that decided was best for him.
That doesn't make me feel safe because we look up to him. Where's my safe space?
I think they left it in the college libraries after the 2016 election.
Probably. Oh, look at you coming around now. Speaking logic. I'm not scared anymore, bro. You want to know why? Because I don't give a fuck. I'm done being silent. And guess what? You want to talk about political affiliation? I fucking hate both sides. I do. Here's what I do. I use my brain. Okay?
That's dangerous.
This has nothing to do with I posted something the other day on Facebook, something about how I'm not putting my kids in a fucking mask come September. And someone said to me, well, I don't really care about your political posts. Why is that political that I don't want to put my kids in a mask? How is it political? Why is this all politics now?
You know, I mean, we don't have to get.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's crazy that people just go right to politics.
Well, what else are they going to say?
You know? How about difference of opinion? How's that? Remember those?
But Dr. Gofaucho said that you need to wear the mask.
Dr. Gofaucho yourself.
Like somebody's arguing with me about somebody on Twitter was like, well, Dr. Fauci said, and I was like,
okay, dude, well, you lose credibility right there.
I'm like, I'm just okay.
Doctor, okay. Wear your masks so we can get through this. Okay. Thanks.
All right, so anybody that still wants to be a fan of the show, you can find us on patreon.com/NYYST.
Imagine this show fucking sets us through the roof.
Whatever.
And then you owe me an apology and a dinner.
Yeah.
I owe you nothing. Except for, actually, let's do a look ahead here. This is a Yankees podcast after all. Uh-huh.
The look ahead.
I mean, the Yankees, they had a good week. They did have a 5-2 homestand. I mean, it's what you want out of them. You don't like how they lost a couple of games by basically being shut down. But, you know, you sign for a 5-2 homestand anytime you can get it. The Yanks are in Kansas City against a bad Royals team. So, I mean, there's really no excuses to not go out here and at least get team staff ace Jameson Taillon pitches Monday night, 8-10. Remember that because it's – and this is the first time I'm seeing this. It's at Kauffman Stadium, Kansas City, USA, listed on at-bat
here. Didn't they play the Royals already this year?
Yes,
they didn't play them well.
I think they won the series.
I think they won 2 out of 3, maybe.
Definitely didn't.
I can't remember. No, they ran into one decent pitcher.
Did they play them? I got a little. Come on now.
Yeah, because I remember watching one of their young pitchers.
No, they did. The Yankees lost. They lost a game in that series. They lost 6-5, and then they won 6-5, and then they won 8-1. They were on the verge of losing that game. They had to come back late on that middle game there.
It was a good comeback win.
Voit got the game-winning hit there. And I think Odor might have tied it up late. He does suck. Fuck him. Yeah. Aaron Hicks even came up with a few big hits. Doesn't mean I like Aaron Hicks.
Hicksy.
Okay. Well, maybe if Aaron Hicks stayed out of the fucking locker room, maybe guys wouldn't be fucking going away. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I'm not saying Aaron Hicks gave the team COVID. I'm just saying maybe you should just fucking stay away from the team. It's like when Jacoby Ellsbury showed up in Tampa that one time and shit started fucking going wrong for them. There's some guys that just stay, just go, just stay away from the team.
Well, that was before the Red Sox started falling apart, right? Ellsbury, that whole ceremony thing.
Yeah, no, they kicked the Yankees' ass that weekend.
Yeah, right.
So we got Tyone on Monday night, 8:10. Then Tuesday, Nestor Cortez pitching for the Yankees. And then on Wednesday, keep in mind, it's a 2:10 start, TBD for the Yankees. So it looks like it'll be another bullpen game for the Yankees. And then on the 12th there, the Field of Dreams game. So.
They will go. And then off on Friday.
And then a rare Friday off day, which I know we make fun of it, but they had to do it. I mean, you couldn't run the risk of not having this game get played. So,
yeah, those tickets are going for a crazy amount right now.
Have you looked it up? What are they selling?
It was in the 2000s right now.
Yeah, because I want to go watch the fucking.
They gave the tickets to people in Iowa or something, and they're reselling them or some shit. I don't know.
Fuck Iowa, dude.
Yeah.
Are we big in Iowa, Chris? Have you seen the demographics?
I'll check them. I'll check them for us.
I think one of the last episodes of Small Town Murder was on a case from Iowa. Mm-hmm. And if it was, it was really like, ugh. Yeah, no. The last case, the last episode of Small Town Murder was in Iowa. This dude broke into his friend's house, basically, and killed the dude's mom, and on the way out stuck a fucking carving fork in her neck.
Jeez.
And he did it because he wanted to kill his dad, but he didn't have the balls to stand up to him, so he killed his friend's mom instead.
And then he built a corn. Then he built a baseball field out of corn?
Yeah, because he's in jail.
Bodies in the cornfield.
Yeah, so since he's in jail, he's one of the good inmates, so he got to... There's a prison that I pass... weekly, and you know, I saw last week that they let one of the prisoners onto fucking, because there's actually a public park next to the prison that people take their kids to, and they let one of the prisoners cut the grass at that fucking park.
Oh man, that's rough.
The dude's in the fucking like old school like jail outfit. On the ride along mower, there was no, at least I didn't see any, unless they're like in a bell tower somewhere. I didn't see any cops around. Like, you're pulling up to the park.
Drove off in it.
Like,
hey, how fucking, are you? Okie doke. I'm just cutting the grass.
I'm doing 25 to life for murder, but, you know, I've been really good in here, so they let me out. I cut the grass, okay? Yeah, you know what? You look just like the little boy that I kidnapped and killed, okay?
What's he fucking Mike Francis?
Okay. That was bizarre. So it was this show. So if you're still here, thank you very much. We appreciate your continued support of the show. Hopefully there will be no more COVID cases so we can just focus on fucking baseball as the week goes along here. Gio Urshela is expected to come off the IL for the game Wednesday. Won't hold my breath on it, but at least seems some reinforcements are on the way. It seems to me, though, and I will just say this, that I wish that Gio hadn't gotten hurt, because then maybe we could have stuck LeMahieu on the IL, and has nothing to do with the way he's playing. It's just that if he can't make the throws from third base and we got to put Odor over there, it cost him. You don't want to say it cost him a game today, but that error led to the only two runs of the game. So, you knew... You didn't like the way he was really playing over there, but can't knock Rugi. He's been one of the bright spots on his team.
Hell yeah.
Throughout the course of the year. DJ Le Ground Out, that's his new nickname on Twitter, in case you didn't know. Okay.
I think it's fair.
Yeah, it's fair, but you know, like, gotta give him a blank check, and then he's hitting 265, and he fucking sucks. Why didn't we sign him?
Sounds like you.
I never said we shouldn't sign DJ LeMahieu.
The apologist.
When did I say we shouldn't sign DJ LeMahieu?
I'm just kidding, bro. All right, can we end this shit now?
All right, go ahead, bro. Take it home. Oh, you want me to take it home?
All right, Apple Podcast. Please leave us, even though this was the shit show of all shit shows, please leave us a 5-star rating and review.
This is a great show. Fuck you.
So thank you. Patreon.com/NYYST. Twitter at NYY Sports Talk. SGR.
Go Yank. Go Jack. Go Jack one.
Go Jack one.
Thank you to our special guest, Brian Cashman, for joining us. Chris, say goodbye.